This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Teresa Ebbs, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mrs. Ebbs, per your request for medical information on my patient, your client, Rosemary Turrentine, please note the following medical letter. The first name is Rosemary. Last name is Turrentine. The patient was initially seen in my office on August 13, 2013, relating she was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 5th of 2013. The patient was involved in an automobile accident whereby she was the driver with her seatbelt on. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. She was rear-ended. Three cars were involved, period. The patient's car was the first car, period. She had pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, comma, bilateral hips, comma, buttocks, comma, left shoulder, comma, radiating pain down her left arm, comma, dizziness and forgetfulness, period. She was seen in the emergency room at Wishart, apparent negative x-rays for fracture. She was placed on ibuprofen without relief. On examination by me, August 13th, ENT examination was negative. Fundoscopic examination was benign. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic areas. There was diminished range of motion in both the cervical and thoracic area. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the left shoulder with crepitance. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical and left shoulder area. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft. There was diminished range of motion in both hips. There was an abnormal gait. There was diminished strength noted. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. My diagnostic impressions were that of cervical and thoracic strain, left shoulder strain, left arm radiculopathy, and bilateral hip strain, all caused by the automobile accident. At that time, I sent for her records. I prescribed the muscle relaxer Flexeril, as well as narcotic prescription for Vicodin. Upon review of records, x-ray studies of the chest and left shoulder dated August 5th, 2013 were negative for fractures, period. The patient was seen next on August 14th, still having bad pain in the cervical and left shoulder regions, abnormalities, including paravertebral muscle spasm and diminished range of motion continuing. I started her on some physical therapy to both the cervical and left shoulder region, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, an active exercise program in the office, as well as an active home exercise program, period. Seen next on August 15th, spasm noted, higher dose therapy given. Seen August 20th, diminished range of motion noted, higher dose therapy given. Seen August 21st, having a great deal of pain, abnormalities noted, adjustment in the dosage of therapy was made. Seen next on August 22nd, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 27th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 28th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen August 29th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 3rd, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 4th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 5th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 10th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen next on September 11th, feeling better, less spasm, improvement in range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen next on September 12th. Seen next on September 12th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 17th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 18th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 24th, feeling much better. Improvement noted on examination, therapy repeated. Because of the improvement, I decreased the frequency of treatments. Seen next on September 25th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen September 26th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Once again on September 25th, because she was feeling better and we did see a great deal of improvement, we discussed the fact that I may consider releasing her next time if she did well in the interim period. She was seen next on October 14th, feeling much better. On examination, October 14th, auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, auscultation of the lungs clear. The paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic area resolved. There's full range of motion in the thoracic area. There's improvement in range of motion in the cervical area. The previously abnormal cervical lordotic curve is now normal. There's full range of motion in the left shoulder. The crepitance has resolved. There's full range of motion in the hips. The abnormal gait is now normal. The abnormal reflexes are now normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. At this time, I gave her last dose of physical therapy. I am optimistic that as the next few weeks transpire, we will have her, we'll have total resolution of the loss of range of motion in the cervical area, period. I am releasing her at this time in satisfactory condition. However, because of the severe soft tissue injuries for which she has sustained, there's always a possibility that she may require further physical therapy and analgesics at a later date period. In summary, I've treated Rosemary Turrentine for injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Her final diagnoses were that of cervical and thoracic strain, left shoulder strain, left arm radiculopathy, and bilateral hip strain, all caused by the automobile accident period. Her treatment is consisted of rest, narcotic analgesics, muscle relaxers, and a progressive and extensive course of physical therapy to both the cervical and left shoulder regions, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, and an active exercise program, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.